Tonight, the makers of Ipana and Telepatica have agreed to close the doors of Town Hall a half hour earlier so that you may hear Herbert Hoover speak from the National Republican Convention in Cleveland.
It's Town Hall tonight, folks, brought to you by Ipana Toothpaste and Telepatica. Ipana for the smile of beauty, Telepatica for the smile of health. Fun with our star comedian Fred Allen, music with Peter Van Steeden and the Town Hall Quartet. New voices, new music, new fun. It's Town Hall tonight! Yay! Listen to that crowd cheer Fred Allen as he leads his weekly parade at the old Town Hall. Let's join this merry throng. Everybody's going. Housewife.
What's cooking on the stove, Sarah? I smell something burning.
Well, it'll have to keep burning till this radio program's over, Henry. It's Town Hall tonight.
Kiddies.
Here, Rollo, are you turning that clock ahead?
Yes, Mom. I'm making time fly so I can turn on the radio. It's Town Hall tonight.
Old maid.
What have old maids got to look forward to at our age, Winnie?
There's one thing we can look forward to on Wednesdays, Virginia. It's Town Hall tonight.
Here we are before the old Town Hall, and there's Fred with a basket of invectives to hurl at troublemakers. Let's listen.
Life on the ocean wave is life on the bounding deep, folks. But life at the old Town Hall, is life at its best. Women and children first there, please.
Hi there, Leatherlung.
Hi, Joe. I thought you'd gone out to the Cleveland Convention.
No, sir. I'm singing Susanna at home and saving the fair.
And you can sit home and have a front row seat at the old Town Hall, folks. All you need is two ears and a little time.
Can I go in your amateur clothes, mister?
You bet, son. What do you do?
I swallow bicarbonate and things like Bing Crosby.
Make up your mind, son, and go right in. There's the warning, folks, so hurry, hurry.
All ready, Fred.
I'm ready, Harry. If Peter's ready, we're all ready. The first number, Welcome Stranger.
Righto, let her go, Peter.
Welcome, stranger. Fancy meeting you here. Welcome, stranger. There's room for two here, even though it's humble. For such magic charm. Make yourself at home here, I feel in my arms. Welcome, stranger, oh, how I have missed you. You're no stranger, in my dreams I've missed you. My love has been your love from the very start. Welcome, stranger, welcome to my heart.
Presenting that jocular gypsy of Jack and Andy Jess, joyful junkets, and juvenile jargon jugglery, Fred Allen in person.
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Now, before we place our hands on the Ouija board to find what message Joe Miller is about to bring us this evening, I'll read you the Town Hall Bulletin for tonight. Hodge White, Dervish of Delicatessen, is calling your attention to his monster Florida fruit on display this week only. Hodge says he's got bananas so big, one of the skins would line a toboggan slide. Orange is so large, it only takes three of them to make a dozen. And if Sally Rand, Stop it. Let us have order here, if nothing else. And if Sally Rand ever loses her balloon, Hodge says she can dance behind one of his grapes, and if it wasn't for the seeds, nobody would ever know the difference. So much for tropical small talk, and now for the Town Hall news. The curtain, Harry.
It's coming right down, Fred.
Thank you. You're slowing up, Harry. It used to come down much quicker. The lights go out, and we bring you the latest news of the week.
The Town Hall News sees nothing, shows all. Elkton, Maryland. Town of Elkton passes ordinance prohibiting swearing in or about places of business. Proprietors who permit blaspheming on their premises will be prosecuted. Town Hall News shows anti-swearing law in effect. The scene, a hardware store at Elkton, Maryland.
Harlem.
Hi, Waldo. How's the old constable?
I'm here to enforce the new swearing orders, Slim.
Well, I ain't swearing.
Taint you at your hardware customers.
Can't answer from a trade.
The law says taint the swearer that's responsible. It's the party running the place where the billing gate's committed.
It's mighty crude legislating.
Well, law's law. And the first customer catch swearing on your premises, Slim Swivel, off you go to the hoose now.
Well, here's customer now.
I'll hide behind this turpentine.
Morning, Mrs. Green.
Good morning, lamb. Give me a can of lye.
You making soap?
No, I got some grease in my sink. It's damming the drain.
Hey, hold on. You're under arrest.
Who's that baying?
I'm the law. Somebody said damming. Get your things on, lamb.
Lamb didn't say nothing. I said it.
Besides, can't swear him.
Yeah, my sink's stopped up. The grease is there.
Now, hold on. You can't say damning.
All right. The grease is naughty wording it.
Well, that's different.
Here's your light, Mrs. Green.
Thank you and good day.
That was a mighty close call for you, Lem.
Coming close ain't getting, Waldo.
Yeah, but I'll get you before sundown. Here's another customer. I'll hide again.
What can I do for you, mister?
Send me a 25-cent hammer.
Here you be.
Hey, is this handle straight?
Straight as a congressman's face.
Well, give me a tack and I'll pry it out.
Here's a brad. Now go to town.
Yeah.
Ow, my finger. I'll be a 30...
Not in here, you won't. Now you try that hammer outside.
Hey, you the boss? I'm in a hurry.
You looking for hardware, stranger?
Yes, I want to get a couple of gadgets to go on these here thingamajigs.
I can fix you up all right.
Wait a minute. What are these things I got here?
Well, them's bolts.
Bolts? What are these other things that fit on the end?
Oh, they're just things.
Well, I know, but what are they called?
Well, just round things.
Oh, you're stubborn, eh? Well, listen here, brother. Either you tell me what they're called or you lose the sale.
Come on out, constable.
You bet. I'm right on the job, Lem.
Get ready to lock me up.
You ain't said nothing yet.
No, we ain't even answered the question. What are these things that fit over both?
Nuts! Now take me away, constable.
Washington, D.C. The National League of Women Voters warns that married women who work are in danger of losing their jobs in near future. Town Hall News, in effort to help, shows how married woman using strategy may save her office job. The scene, a big business office.
Good morning, Marge.
Good morning, Mr. Sills.
Are you ready for dictation?
Yes, kiss me and we'll get started.
Now, just wait. I'll put this pillow on my lap and you'll be more comfortable.
Yes, I was horseback riding over the weekend.
Mm. All right, are you comfy?
Uh-huh.
Now, this first letter's United Doorbell Company. Gentlemen.
Well, Humbert Silk.
My wife.
Shall I rise?
No, keep your seat.
Haven't you any shame, young lady?
Now, see here, Beulah. It's only a little inter-office necking.
Oh, I don't mind this hugging and kissing.
Then what are you yelling about?
She's un-American. She's a married woman usurping a single woman's job.
Oh, my. How could you?
It ain't true, Mr. Silk. Honest, it ain't true.
You deny that you're married?
I was married. I shot my husband this morning.
I knew Marge was on the level.
So sorry, Marge. It was my mistake.
Then I'm not fired?
Certainly not. Get back on my husband's lap and go to work.
New York City, New York. Prominent educator and radio talk says that parents of gifted children should not lavish attention on them. Gifted child, if flattered, tends to become precocious and mature beyond years. Town Hall News shows how parents should act. The scene, the living room at the home of Mr. and Mrs. Rondelay Hunk.
You seen my pipe, Celeste?
Yes, it's right there under the Daily Worker.
Okay. Where's Junior?
He's up on the roof doing his homework in astronomy.
He's a smart kid, all right.
Oh, we mustn't spoil him, Ronnie.
Well, the kid's brilliant, ain't he? And I'm his father, ain't I?
Yes, but two wrongs don't make a right.
Well, who said so?
A big professor. He says parents with gifted children mustn't praise them.
You mean they get swelled-headed?
Yes. Our Junior is gifted. We've got to be careful.
Why, if that little punk ever high-hats me, I'll gavotte him.
Quiet. He's coming downstairs. We'll snub him.
Good
Mesa. Good evening, Mesa.
Hello.
May I have a nickel, Terrence?
For what?
I must phone Einstein immediately. I've just discovered two flaws in his theory.
And that makes me an elk.
If you pay your dues, yes.
It would be the depths of ill-breeding to phone Einstein and reverse the charges.
It says here the Brooklyn Dodgers lost again today.
As if it wasn't for the law of gravity, Brooklyn might be on top.
Who's gravity pitching for the Giants?
Oh. With all due filial respect, Peter, I'm afraid you're confusing the issue.
Oh, quit insulting your father, Junior. Read Popeye.
But after all, I'm gifted, Mother. There's a rumor running wild around the Union League club that I'm another Zion check.
Listen, I'm trying to read, Pest.
Yes, Junior, sit down and keep quiet.
Oh, very well. I shall withdraw to my laboratory and split an atom.
Yes, Graham.
Oh, is that from the Latin "weeny, weedy, scrammy"?
No, it's from the heart. Beat it.
Yes, sir.
Well, that ought to take some of the starch out of him.
Going to split an atom.
What's an atom?
I don't know. It must be one of them things you put in atomizers.
It's too bad Junior's gifted. He don't seem like one of the family.
Well, if he comes back again, don't even talk to him.
The little know-it-all.
Look, Mater.
Ignore him, Celeste.
See, Peter, I'm going to split an atom.
Pretend you're asleep, Ronnie.
I simply pour the permanganate into this nitroglycerin.
Jumping Julep! He blew the side out of the house.
Look, our piano's up in that tree.
Why, the little genius?
Don't lose your temper, Ronnie. Ignore him.
Ignore him? Where is he?
See that blue serge spot on the ceiling?
Yeah?
That's Junior.
Thank you. And while we're still knee-deep in the news, here's a pathetic little item that will wring the hearts of everyone who has ever squandered $2 on a marriage license. Seeking the advice of her lawyer, Mrs. Ruckley of Passaic, New Jersey, tells her tragic story after 2 weeks of married life.
Oh, but, Judge, it must be another woman. My husband isn't nearly as attentive as he was when we were married 2 weeks ago. Well, only this morning he woke up as grouchy as an old bear. Didn't say a word during breakfast. And he rushed off to work without even kissing me goodbye. Do you think I ought to get a divorce?
Well, the lawyer gave her some excellent advice. He just laughed and told her to go out and forget it. But I think Harry Von Zell could have given her even better advice. Harry would have said,
go out and get a bottle of sal hepatica. Because it's very natural for men and women, too, to wake up ever so often with a grouch and start the day feeling logy and under par. Well, that's usually caused by two things. Waste in the body and acid in the system. Sal hepatica is ideal to take then for this reason.
Sal hepatica is the mineral salt laxative especially made to do not just one, but two important things. Remove wastes from the body and also combat acidity.
So the next time you're not fit to live with, when you feel sluggish and under the weather, just put 2 teaspoonfuls of sal hepatica in a glass of water and drink it. See how quickly you'll be feeling alert and normal again if you'll remember sal hepatica for the smile of health.
Thank you.
Eden and the Ipana Troubadours have just played Us on a Bus. Grammatically incorrect, but not bad in this weather. Now on Thursday afternoon, Congressman Tinker Pratt will speak here at the town hall. Quiet, please. If that's some hog caller practicing, wait for the echo and take it on the run yourself.
Hello?
Well, sir, they laughed when Eve walked into the Garden of Eden. They didn't know Adam had been ribbing. If it isn't Portland.
Yes, Papa found free tickets for a movie, and he wants to know if you'll join us.
No, tell him to keep looking. If he can find three for Grant's tomb, I'd rather see that.
Don't you like the movies?
Well, some of them are all right. I saw a picture the other night that was so bad a cloud fell over the theater.
Oh, why should a bad picture draw clouds?
I guess the sky didn't even want to give it one star.
What do those signs mean on a theater when it says double feature?
It means the theater has two exits.
Gosh, you certainly get your money's worth at the movies these days.
Unless you happen to look at the screen, yes.
You know, there's a theater out our way where you get three feature pictures, bag night, your suit press, and a 10-year endowment policy for 15 cents before 9 o'clock.
The first theater that serves ham and eggs at the morning show is going to revolutionize show business.
They could just run the pictures in cafeterias and save all that trouble.
I wish someone would run you into a cafeteria.
Oh,
for the...
I get it. That's my cue.
Yes, it was intended to be sort of a compound hint.
You'll find out. Mr. Wade!
Now, don't bring those...
Oh, calls. Mr. Wade!
Yes, coming. Dear me, what's all this turmoil? You don't have to raise your voice to call Rover Boy Weems. Just beckon and I react like a startled gazelle.
Say, how do you beckon in reverse? Does anybody know how?
Oh, dear, listen, I do so revel in a bit of harmless chit-chat, Mr. Allen.
Didn't you bring some of the boys from camp, Mr. Weems?
Oh, dear me, so I did. I'd quite forgotten. Attention, boys. Forward, march. Halt, salute. Parade, rest.
Are you calling those two pasty-faced kids a parade?
May I retort with venom, Chief?
No, Tenderfoot Tetley. You are a Rover Boy, first, last, and always.
Sorry, Chief.
Yes, don't lose your temper, Tenderfoot.
No, what do we do when we're about to give verbal vent to our feelings, Tenderfoot?
We recite our Rover Boy pep poem. It's called Control.
I'm the one who needs control here.
Why, you big lantern, George Lumberton.
What are we saying, Tenderfoot?
We're doing all right. Mr. Weems, what comes after Lummox, Tenderfoot?
Why, that baggy jowl hillbilly.
Tenderfoot, we'd better recite.
Okay. Control. A rubber boy, when his anger mounts, never speaks, he stops and counts. He never utters that nasty word. He doesn't give a resounding boy.
What does the rover boy do, Tenderfoot?
He counts to 10 while his anger is mounting.
And if he's still mad at 10?
He keeps on counting.
Bravo, Tenderfoot, bravo.
I'll say, but with Mr. Allen, you may have to count up to 100.
Now, wait a minute. Who gave this sawed-off Edgar Guest the use of the hall?
Listen, Hammerhead, if I wasn't a rover boy...
Tenderfoot?
One, two, three, four...
Don't bother counting, Tenderfoot. I'm no rover boy. I can tell him.
Look, I'm no rover boy, and I can tell all of you. What's going on here?
Chief Weems is inviting you to spend your vacation with the rover boys at Camp Hill Fair.
Yes. Join us for a rollicking summer in Leafy Dell. Beard the opossum in his lair. Ford the babbling brook. Learn to speak the language of the flowers.
I'm talking to a daffodil right now.
Camp life will make you a boy again, Mr. Allen.
Make me a boy again. Look, I'm getting so childish now, the tailor's pressing my pants with three corners.
Childish. Why, I've seen better heads than yours on a can of beer.
Tenderfoot.
Why,
you're a...
Why, if I thought that...
Tenderfoot, control.
Control.
Mr. Allen about a day at camp, Chief.
Oh, a day at camp, of course. Well, we rise at the crack of dawn for toothbrush drill. Then a busy morning studying our little feathered friends. Then lunch, and there we are ready for our nap.
How about demonstrating the nap right now?
Don't interrupt, Mr. Allen. What follows lunch, Chief?
Well, after toothpick touche, a hectic afternoon at wig-wagging, and then piggledy-wiggledy straight to our tent for flap maneuvers.
What a day! Hey, Mr. Allen!
What? No leapfrog?
Leapfrog is optional.
Yeah, but it's just a supper the fun begins.
Oh, yes, indeed. I give a bonfire chat. It's fun when I raise my voice, eh, Tenderfoot?
Ah, Teensy.
What happens after the bonfire chat, Chief?
Well, after I've convulsed the lads with a Peter Rabbit story, the Rover Boy band plays a rousing selection.
Now, we have a surprise for you, Chief.
Oh, really, Tenderfoot?
Yeah, Rover Jones and I have our instruments with us.
Oh, boy, how about a tune?
May we, Chief?
Well?
Say yes, Chief.
Oh, all right, all right. Let us have our old favorite, Rovers, the elephant and the fly. One, two. Indeed. And now, Tenderfoot Allen, something tells me you're going to join the Rover Boys.
You're right, Chief. I'm going to join you three as far as the door.
Why, you little lip moron, you...
Tenderfoot.
Carry on, boys. So long, Portland.
Howie, ho!
Ladies and gentlemen, the Town Hall Quartet. If you thought all along that Dinah was dead, you were right. But tonight she returns to haunt you as the boys sing The Ghost of Dinah.
Who said that the stranger there with southern drawl and southern air? Strangers don't come round this place, plain as a nose on your face. That's the ghost of Dinah, just arrived from China. Couldn't learn to play ping pong in Hong Kong. Didn't want to stay with oolong too long. Sick and tired of rice and tea. Glory be, that's the ghost of Dinah. Never did look finer. Had to give away her silk kimono, or the sunny south could show disown her. Now she's like she used to be. Try to stay away from the fields of white, the place she loved the most. Who could stay away from the fields of white? Dynamite, but not her ghost. Here's the boast of Dinah, down in Carolina. See her picking cotton round her shanty, even though her eyes are kind of slanty. That's the ghost of Dinah. That's the ghost of Dinah Lee. Who could fail to recognize Miss Dinah's smile and Dinah's eyes? If that ain't her standing there, bright as the sun, then I declare, that's the ghost of Dinah. Just arrived from China.
Couldn't learn to play ping pong in Hong Kong. Didn't want to stay with you long, too long.
Sick and tired of rice and tea. That's the ghost of Dinah. Never did look finer.
Had to give away her silk kimono, or the sunny south would sure disown her.
Not just like she used to be. Tried to stay away from the field of white, the place she loved the most. Stay away from the fields of white. Dynamite, but not her ghost. Here's the boast of Dinah, down to Carolina. See her picking cotton round her shanty, even though her eyes are kind of slanty. That's the ghost of Dinah.
thank you. And now for
Once upon a time.
Hey, wait a minute, wait a minute. What's the meaning of this once upon a time business?
Well, that's the way they always thought them when it happened a long time ago.
When what happened?
Quiet, Mug. I'm telling you a bedtime story. Once upon a time, there was a rich and beautiful princess. She had eyes that inspired poets to dream, and a complexion that gave her girlfriends an inferiority complex. But
I'll bet she couldn't cook.
Quiet, wise guy. But every time she smiled, she hid her lovely face behind a fan. You know why?
Probably because she'd look silly trying to hide it behind a castle.
No, you're hopeless. She did it because her teeth were so wretched, she was ashamed to show them. Mr. Wanzel, don't you get it?
Yes, I think I do. And that story is just as true of many lovely women today. Beautiful and attractive, until they smile. And that's why we sincerely believe we can help those women by telling them about Ipana toothpaste. Because Ipana does a lot more than just clean and polish teeth. Dentists say,
teeth are seldom white and sparkling when gums are soft and tender. And the creamy, well-cooked foods we eat nowadays are much too soft to give our gums the exercise and stimulation they need.
That's why we say every time you brush your teeth with Ipana toothpaste, put a little extra Ipana on the tip of your finger and massage it into your gums. In that way, you'll give your gums the toning and exercise they need to help guard against serious gum trouble. Since a lovely smile needs lovely teeth, and since perfect teeth need healthy gums, always remember Ipana for the smile of beauty. Gentlemen, your friendliness toward our two products have made all these Wednesdays with Fred Allen possible. We hope you'll continue to remember Ipana toothpaste for the smile of beauty, Sal Hepatica for the smile of health. Ipana, Sal Hepatica. Now we want to announce five more winners in the Bristol-Myers Window Display Contest for druggists.
Hey, wait a minute, Harry. What is this contest anyway? Last week you announced five winners, and I didn't know anything about it then. And now you're...
Well, Fred, this is a contest for druggists. You know, for the best window display.
What happens? Does each druggist send in the front of his store and then you...
No, of course not, Fred. You see, this contest gives each druggist a chance not only to increase his business, but to win a pretty nice prize in doing it. And while you listeners who aren't druggists aren't eligible, I'm sure you're interested just the same, because druggists such as these are among your best friends, serving you with your many needs both day and night. So let's all congratulate this week's winners. Here they are. The first is from the Middle West, Evansville, Indiana. Peep's Drugstore. The second is in the Southeast, Baltimore, Maryland. Morgan and Millard, Incorporated. Next is again the Middle West, Albion, Nebraska. Chambers Rexall Pharmacy. Now the Southwest, Dallas, Texas. Burke's Pharmacy. And the last is on the West Coast in Los Angeles, California. The Warnick Pharmacy. Once again, congratulations to the winners.
This is Fred Allen saying goodnight, ladies and gentlemen, until next Wednesday night, when you're all invited to join us again for a full hour of smiles at the Old Town Hall. And don't forget, only 20 more days to Stupnagel and Bud. Good night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.